You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Well, welcome back to the Ohio Conference Cast. This is Thomas Dunn.
And I am Bill Seymour, and we are here with Ralph Reinford. Ralph, why are you here?
Well, I'm part of Ohio Conference staff and I'm regional pastor, so you asked me to come and talk this morning about CLC.
That's as good an answer as any.
So Ralph is effectively our boss, right? I guess maybe our
boss. Yes,
our elders are our boss.
Which means we wash his car.
I
after
wish
after the podcast.
Depends how well the podcast goes,
right?
But yeah, we wanted to get Ralph in and have him share a little bit about CLC. So I probably the first order of business is to ask the question: is what is CLC?
Well, CLC stands for Constituency Leadership Council, which is made up of about 70 individuals, representatives from each conference in the Mennonite Church USA. And we provide direction and guidance to the executive board of Mennonite Church USA.
Okay, so CLC is an MCUSA body. Made up of 70 people. So what's the makeup of the who are those 70 people?
Well, largely it's made up of conference ministers and moderators of each conference, and then usually a member at large or some other representative. Okay. So there's three or four from each conference that attend.
Okay, so how many conferences do we have now?
Roughly 17, I think.
17 conferences, mm-hmm. Okay. And are national staff at this gathering also?
A few.
A few, but it's not mandatory for everybody to come. And
that's correct.
Are groups like MCC or Mennonite Mission Network or the Mennonite or other agencies, are they present?
Bill, you should be aware that MCC is not an actual part of Mennonite Church USA, so it would be logical for them to not be there. Even I know that answer.
Ah, so that's good.
but the truth is, some of them are there, just out of interest.
Who's washing whose car now? Okay, so 70 people, leaders in the church overall, and do they golf? Do they play cards? What do they do when you're together?
Well, it's business as usual. You know, a lot of dialogue and table talk and input and updates and that kind of thing. But CLC really functions as an elder body to the executive board. So we are there to provide counsel and direction.
Okay, so I know what elder meetings look like in my congregation, hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours, depending on what's on the table to talk about. Do you, so 70 elders gather, that sounds like a little bit of a nightmare, all with vested interest and passion for the church, how long are these meetings?
Well, generally, this is actually the one I attended here in October. It was 3 days, and it was my first one, so I don't have much to compare it with, but this one was 3 days long.
3 days. So is that evening, all day, morning, or is that all day, all day, all day?
Well, it started, it's all day, all day, all day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's heavy duty.
Sounds fun.
So you were wearing your surrogate conference minister hat there. You are, Ohio Conference doesn't currently have a conference minister that fell onto your lap to go to CLC.
Right. That's, yeah. I do attend some conference minister meetings, but this one, since we usually had a conference minister, was attended by Tom Kaufman in the past.
Okay.
So it was you, our moderator is Bob.
Bob Souder.
Okay, and then we had a third person?
Right. Jessica Schrock Ringsberg was part of that as well. So she was there as a young adult and also helped give some input to the meetings.
Oh, what kind of input did she get?
Well, there were five young adults that were asked to write a report about the future of the Mennonite Church. And so she was one of those five, and so she also was one that reported about what that group talked about.
So I heard a rumor that she dropped a piece of pottery. Is that true? She trip and fall or something?
It was more than that, I think. I think she actually took a hammer to it.
Oh, wow.
So she did, as part of their presentation, they used the visual of broken pieces of pottery to sort of visually help us understand our brokenness, and then ask us to focus on what it would look like in coming back together. So we put the pieces on the table and express some of our hopes and wishes for the future, which was a good way of for them as young adults to remind us to get by the hot button issues that we're facing and think about our mission statement and forward thinking.
Huh. Cool. Well, good job, Jessica. That sounds appropriate. If you're one of our five listeners, we appreciate you doing that on our behalf.
Well, we might have six listeners, you know, because, well.
Yeah. So, I mean, the reason I know of CLC's existence is because I was a delegate at Kansas City 2 years ago, yeah, almost 2 years ago now, and they kind of got thrown this responsibility of being the elders of the denomination, as you mentioned, and also part of that is to do a peer-to-peer review. So I heard a little bit about that, and yeah, so you want to fill us in a little bit? How do you understand what a peer-to-peer review is, Ralph, and how have you seen it working?
Well, CLC was asked to do a pilot peer-to-peer review for, actually it was set up for variances in the denomination. And so they were asked to review what happened in Columbus, at Columbus Mennonite, in credentialing a same-sex young man to be a leader in the congregation. So that whole process was under review by this peer group, and they spent a lot of time talking about how they went about doing that process and the outcome of that.
So a peer-to-peer review has been done. You said that's a pilot, so that's okay. Who did the review? Were there the whole 70 elder group participated somehow, or how?
No, there was a group of I didn't count exactly, but about five, I believe, and they were mostly conference ministers from other parts of the country. But they also incorporated Central District Conference, which was responsible for the credentials of this of Mark Rupp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they presented the review. The review had been performed already. And at this CLC, they presented it.
That's correct. Yeah.
So what was the process of the review? I don't mean how they presented it, but what did they do? Did they just go and interview with some questions? Did they, you know, how did they conduct their review?
Well, I don't know all the details of that process, but they did bring in the Central District credentialing group, which reviewed the background and the qualifications of the candidate, and then also outlined the steps that they took to look at those credentials and whether they were in line with the Confession of Faith and membership guidelines of Mennonite Church USA.
So then this, the review, did it arrive at some conclusion?
Well, that's the good question, I think, because they were hoping that this may be, like we said, a pilot for other variances in the credentialing process. But I think we spent some time reviewing how it was handled and the outcome of it. And it seems like the process was reviewed pretty carefully and everything was in order. And, you know, but some felt it was kind of punitive to the people involved. Mm-hmm. Others thought it didn't go far enough to affirm mm-hmm. the direction that they felt the denomination should go. And then the third, which wasn't really a very loud voice, felt it really didn't do anything except review the process, but it didn't call into question theological implications or didn't answer the question of accountability to each other. I think behind all this, the question of authority and accountability is still a question that the executive board needs to really wrestle with some more.
So it sounds like the review process brought some understanding as to how the decision was made and things like that, but didn't really answer the larger questions of accountability process, what holds us together, those kinds of things.
I think that's a good way of summing it up.
Okay. And CLC is not an action body, right? They're just advisory.
That's correct. Yeah, they don't make decisions per se. They just give counsel to executive board. And so all the feedback goes back to executive board now for their decision.
Okay, so this seems like a good time to review larger process for a second. Okay.
Not turn this into a whole other podcast, but we can.
3 seconds. Well, okay, so Constituency Leaders Council advises executive board. Then where is the delegate body? The MCUSA delegates, they run the denomination, but they only meet every other year, and so executive board acts in their stead the rest of the 2 years? Is that?
I think that would be a fair assessment, yes.
Okay, and CLC, which is there with the delegate body listening, kind of acts as the advisor for executive board to kind of keep them with where the delegate body was. And
that's correct.
Okay. Yep. All right. There's my 3 second review of structure.
That was manageable and helpful. Right. I hadn't thought of it that way before. So, Ralph, I mean, that's helpful to hear about the peer-to-peer reviews and a little bit about CLC. So what are some general takeaways? This is your first CLC. You got 3 days of meetings. As you look back on it, yeah, what are some takeaways that you have from that time?
Well, I think there is a number of things, you know, as an observer for the first time being there, that, I mean, it's really good to be together and have dialogue with others who may or may not agree with where you're at. But just for us to come together and to realize that we're all in this together, I think each conference expressed some of the things that they're dealing with, and none of us are immune from the bigger issues and problems that we're facing as churches. So that coming together was good. I think we were encouraged to remember that God is still in charge, and hearing that from those who are struggling with some of these issues was encouraging.
Great.
I know at CLC, so we have our 3 delegates. Is there, in what ways do you represent Ohio Conference while you're there? Is there a time when each conference gets mic time to go up and speak? Or is there, how is each conference, and specifically Ohio Conference, represented while we're there, or while you're there?
Well, we had some opportunities on several levels. We did have a opportunity to speak as a conference, and then also, of course, there's table talk, which we're able to give input and write our thoughts and give our voice on newsprint on the wall kind of thing.
Now, we're, important question here: were there talking pieces at these table times?
There actually were, but they weren't used.
All right. So it was the threat of the talking piece. Okay, good.
They were actually rocks, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Okay, so going back to some of the takeaways.
I think the other place where we got to speak is that the moderators all got together one evening, and so did the conference ministers. And I think at that level, there was a greater intimacy, and also we were able to disclose more intimate details about what's happening, and even in our own lives. So that's a great opportunity for conference ministers to say some of their own struggles and how they are as a conference are working at things.
So conference ministers in one meeting, moderators in another meeting, so 17 or so, and so that's a nice, a good group to share with. Yeah, good. All right, is there anything else you want us to know coming out of Constituency Leaders Council?
Well, I think my words would be that, I mean, like I said, as far as things I took away, are that we really are in this together, although I think the dust hasn't completely settled, but there's still hope. And I think there's a lot of good people who are working and love the church and are working towards new goals. And I think I'm encouraged also with the emphasis on outreach and missions, which was also a part of the CLC. We got exposed to a couple missional kinds of stories, which would been helpful to remember what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Which is similar to what Ohio Conference is doing right now with our year of mission.
Right.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, Ralph, thanks a lot for coming up. We really appreciate it. I know you're wearing a lot of different hats in conference right now, and your time is in high demand, but thanks for taking the time to meet with Bill and I here this morning.
Yes, thank you for who you are and all that you do. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. We really would love to hear your input. We'd like to know if there are 5 people or 20 people who are listening. And when Toby gives our send-off in a second or two, he'll remind you of our email address, and we appreciate your input for ideas and affirmations.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.